Hello, Channel Pros. Well, this is the last week of the first quarter of 2024. Only a few days left to close deals and hit your sales targets. How's it looking for you? Are your partners driving the amount of business you want and expect from them? What levers can you pull to get more partner-sourced opportunities into your pipeline? Those are the questions I want to explore today. Welcome to the Channel Journeys podcast. I am Rob Spee, your cycling, sailing, and partner ecosystem fanatic, and the host of Channel Journeys. I'm fresh back from a trip to my hometown of Seattle, where I got to spend time with my childhood friends and got to even enjoy a bike ride out in the rain with one of my brothers. My mileage is way down this winter, so I need to start ramping up those miles. Another thing I'm ramping up is our partner business. Here at Beyond Trust, we're 2 years into our journey of building our partner ecosystem and executing our ecosystem strategy. Our top two goals this year are to achieve our overall company's revenue target. That's number one. And number two is to meet or exceed our partner-originated revenue target. So I've been spending a lot of time digging into the data to see what really impacts our partner-sourced business. I'm looking around the world and just comparing different regions. I'm going to share five levers you can pull that will help you amp up your partner-sourced pipeline. Before we dive in, I want to give a shout out to MPartner, the sponsor of Channel Journeys. You know, building a partner ecosystem requires a powerful partner management solution. With a global user base of over 4 million partners, MPartner is recognized as the global leading provider of partner management technologies. Their platform offers powerful capabilities like program compliance tracking, customizable partner journeys, and business planning, enabling partner teams like yours to quickly move from program design to maximum time to value. They're constantly innovating and launching new modules like the new analytics tool to help you drive even higher performance. All right, are you ready to amp up your partner-originated business? Let's go.
This is Channel Journeys, the podcast for channel professionals. Here you will meet and learn from channel experts who share their channel victories, defeats, and lessons learned along the way. Here's your host, Channel Chief and Adventure Seeker, Rob Spee.
When we're asked to increase partner-originated business, we often turn to our channel marketing team for MDF, budget, partner campaigns, sales plays. We look to them to help our partners run events, run lead gen campaigns, and other activities to help fill the funnel. That's all good, but there are other levers you may not be pulling that could actually help you get more business from partners. What got me thinking about this was my interview with Norma and Nancy, the authors of an ebook titled Partners Are the Customer Experience. That was back on episode 132 just a few months ago. Their research showed that there's a lot of unseen influence taking place. 87% of customers said that the partner identified the opportunity, but only 60% of the opportunities are actually transacted by the partner, and an even smaller percentage is actually attributed by vendors as partner originated. Why is that? What's going on? Where is that gap between what the customer is saying, partners are identifying 87% of the opportunities, yet the partner-originated numbers you're seeing, likely based on your deal registrations, is probably much less, probably around 20 or 30%. That remaining 50 or 60% of unseen partner influence is what I'm talking about. And that's exactly where we want to go to drive up your partner-originated, deal-registered, partner-sourced pipeline and revenue. The trick is found not in marketing, but in partner engagement. And it's not just a question of increasing partner engagement, it's having the right kind of partner engagement. So I want to take a look at five types of partner engagement. These are the five levers that you can pull to drive up partner-originated business. Number one, let's take a look at pass-through versus co-selling. How many times have you heard a sales rep say, "I keep giving that partner business, yet he doesn't bring me a thing"? And frankly, it's often true, but you have to look at how is the rep engaging the partner. Most of the time, you're going to find out that it's pass-through business where the partner is brought in late in the deal to run it on their paper. There's actually very little engagement with the partner during the sales cycle. The partner doesn't learn from the win, and the reward is pretty small in pass-through, and he may not even be getting comped on it. That's not huge motivation or enablement for that partner to go out and find new business that they can bring you. But what if the partner was brought in early for a true co-sell motion? The partner is given the opportunity to help win the business. Perhaps leveraging relationships or their knowledge of procurement, they could be riding shotgun on the demos and POCs, learning how to do it themselves. They should earn a larger margin for their involvement, making it even more interesting for them. And now that partner is more knowledgeable to spot another opportunity and more motivated to want to bring it to you. That is the first lever. Push as much of that pass-through business into true co-sell. The second lever is partner delivery. Hopefully, you've got a company strategy to drive as much services work to partners as possible. Or better yet, your strategy is to have partners do all the services work. Wherever you are on that spectrum, you want to get your partners doing as much implementation and adoption work as they can handle. The more experience your delivery partners get in a wide range of use cases, the more success stories they have to tell future customers. Even if all they do is services work and no resell, they are still becoming huge advocates and influencers for your solution. Put in a referral or rebate program into your program, and you're going to start seeing those delivery partners referring even more business to you. That's lever number two. Lever number three is GSI involvement. If you've got an enterprise solution, global system integrators should not be overlooked as members of your ecosystem. Engaging the GSIs requires you understanding their business model or structure and the role of their client executives. Depending on the GSI, their motivation may be to only secure the services work or to participate in the transaction as well. Either way, getting GSIs more engaged with your sales team, doing more delivery work, particularly more advanced work that involves integrations with multiple solutions, can have huge payoffs. Their deep relationships inside the account can enable them to greatly expand your footprint, and their practice leads will share the success stories with other client executives, leading to a preferred vendor status. So even though they say they like to be vendor neutral, they're going to tip the scales your way. That makes GSIs lever number three for more partner-originated business. The fourth lever is TAP engagement. TAPs, or Technology Alliance Partners, won't typically bring you new deals, but they can play an important role in increasing partner-originated business. Marketing can play a role here by orchestrating multi-partner education and lead gen events that could include resellers, distributors, GSIs, and the TAP partners. These Better Together stories really resonate with customers. Training your Technology Alliance Partners sales teams on your integrations and Better Together stories help them sell their own products, but can also lead them to educating your prospects on that Better Together story. That influence can lead to another partner, could be a reseller, a VAD, or even a system integrator, registering that opportunity that was first influenced by that Technology Alliance Partner. So TAP engagement, that's lever number four for you. Last but not least, lever number five is marketplace engagement. This last one can bring huge returns when done correctly. By that, I mean it's not just about driving more of your business through a hyperscaler marketplace like AWS, Azure, or Google Cloud. This is a lot like the first lever where I talked about pass-through versus true co-selling. Just passing business through the marketplace, well, that can bring faster deals, larger deals, can reduce risk, but it's not going to bring you more deals. For that, your sellers need to be engaging the hyperscalers' sellers in a true co-sell motion. Building up the relationships, sharing information and knowledge, helping those reps see you're driving more consumption on their platform. As you build up trust, they're going to build up the motivation and confidence to bring you new deals. Automate your deal registration into their systems, and you can drive up even more co-selling and get a higher return. That makes Marketplace your fifth lever for growing partner-originated business. There you have it, five levers you may not have thought of as having a direct impact on your partner-sourced business. This has been a short podcast today, but I just wanted to introduce those thoughts, give you five levers that you can use. Which one has the biggest impact? Well, from the data I've seen, the biggest impact comes when you're using all five in tandem. That's what creates the greatest flywheel effect. It takes time to get the flywheel spinning, but once it's going and you have all five levers rolling, it keeps the flywheel spinning and making it spin really faster and faster for more and more partner-originated business. How about you? Are there other levers you're using that I didn't mention? If so, reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'd love to hear about them. You know, it's really fun to watch the growth of the Channel Journeys podcast. I checked out the numbers recently, and we're at over 188,000 plays of Channel Journeys. So I expect to hit 200,000 this year. It would be a great accomplishment. And you really can help this. If you are enjoying Channel Journeys, share it with your friends. Give a rating and review on your favorite podcast platform. That can help as well. And I really appreciate all of you as my audience. So thanks for listening. For all of today's show notes and links, go to channeljourneys.com/CJ136. You can subscribe to Channel Journeys while you're there so you don't miss an episode. And be sure to check out episode 132. That's my interview with Norma and Nancy. I'll be doing a panel with Norma at the ASAP conference next month in Cape Coral, Florida. Be great to see you there. And be sure to check out our sponsor, InPartner, at InPartner.com. Next episode, you're going to hear how my guest successfully transitioned their go-to-market and their products to shift to an MSP channel strategy. Until then, have an awesome channel journey.
Thanks for listening to Channel Journeys. For show notes and other Channel Journey podcasts, visit channeljourneys.com. If you liked today's show, please forward it to your channel friends and be sure to tune in for Rob's next channel adventure.